The Borough Assembly and Hospital Board have been meeting at least once a year to go over budget concerns and capital needs at the borough-owned building. The medical center is operated by a not-for-profit organization overseen by a seven-person board. PMC has not had borough financial support for day-to-day operations or capital projects in the past, but board members have expressed interest in that possibility. Hospital staff presented information about the facility, its services, and its finances. The medical center's chief financial officer, Doran Hammett, has done interim finance work for hospitals around the country.
Of the 13 hospitals I've been at, I would say overall, financially, community, board, support, you probably rank up in top, probably the top one or two of the ones I've been at. I'm very, 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 very impressed with what I've found since I've been here.
Hammett said PMC was very fortunate for a hospital of its size to have four full-time physicians. He showed how PMC's costs, salaries, and employee numbers compared well to other similar facilities in the U.S. Hammett also noted a number of impending challenges for the hospital. Those include increasing costs, reduction in reimbursements for Medicaid and Medicare health coverage, limited opportunity for increasing revenue locally, and an aging hospital building. He called PMC a great facility in a strong financial position, but said there was concern over the next 3 to 5 years about those challenges. The borough has its own financial problems looming. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said the municipality is facing a loss of about $1 million in federal and state money in the upcoming year, and that could increase with future state budget cuts. Mayor Mark Jensen thought the community had a tough road ahead.
As we know, we're all going to be in difficult times with finances. People have been used to getting money from for capital projects, and you know, it's going to take a community effort to keep, I think, the level of life in Petersburg. And I don't know how we're going to approach it when the state starts cutting 50% here, 60% there, and that's this year, and next year they're going to do the same thing for these different funds, from police funding to what have you, education. And so
hospital CEO Liz Woodyard wanted to start strategic planning and wanted the borough assembly involved.
As you could see from the slides, we're already pretty much at the most efficient, effective staffing and service that we can offer. So it would have to come down to what would the community want. It really would have to be a community effort, and that's why we really want to partner with the assembly, is that, you know, the borough does own the building, and, you know, if something happened, you know, to the building, the operations of the hospital would be at risk.
Hospital Board Chair Tim Kieneman said PMC has put about $2.1 million into projects in the building in the recent past. He wondered if the borough should be paying for those or other costs for the building.
We could save ourselves, $250,000 a year if you guys picked up all the maintenance costs that we're currently doing. And so we would look for those sorts of things that we're sort of paying for now out of our operational funds, that we could maybe better use those on the healthcare side of it rather than the maintenance side of it.
The mayor and borough manager suggested having community discussions, including the borough and the school district and the medical center, about what budget cutting would look like locally or what new revenue could be helping offset losses in state and federal funds. Borough manager Giesbrecht anticipated future cuts to borough services like hours at parks and rec facilities or the library, but he did not think budget cutting was the only answer.
Unless somebody's got brilliant ideas that they haven't shared yet, we're not going to cut our way out of this. There's not enough money there to cut to get everybody solvent. So it's going to have to be a revenue solution. Mm-hmm. And that means taxes in some fashion, whether it's sales tax or exemption changes or property tax changes. And none of that is popular here in Petersburg.
Voters rejected proposed changes to sales tax last year that could have brought in more borough revenue. The borough is collecting a new tobacco tax this year, but doesn't yet know how much more that will mean. The hospital board is meeting for strategic planning in May and invited the assembly to attend that session. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.